Washington State Auditor Troy Kelly is defending himself in the face of a 10-count federal indictment and shows no sign of resigning. Kelly, a first-term Democrat, pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges of filing false tax returns, lying to federal agents, and stealing from title company customers. The case stems from his prior work in the real estate industry. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
6 hours after news of the indictment broke, Kelly faced the cameras in a hotel conference room across the street from the federal courthouse in Tacoma.
Thank you all for coming on such short notice today.
He said the charges against him were without merit, and he accused the feds of engaging in a three-year-long effort to build a case against him.
In the end, they've been able to obtain that indictment, but they're a long way from proving any wrongdoing.
Speaking from prepared remarks, Kelly went on to proclaim his innocence.
I did not break the law, and I want to be extremely clear here. I never, ever thought I was breaking the law, and I still do not to this day.
Earlier in the day, Kelly had turned himself in to federal marshals, a process that includes being fingerprinted and photographed. He then appeared in a federal courtroom flanked by his attorneys. Asked if he understood the charges against him, Kelly stood and told the judge, "Yes, Your Honor." One of his two attorneys then entered not guilty pleas on Kelly's behalf. Both of his attorneys are former federal prosecutors. Mark Bartlett told reporters the case is an unprecedented prosecution that involves matters he says were previously resolved in civil court.
The government now wants you to believe that these same facts, which were litigated in civil cases and dismissed, should provide them a basis for criminal charges. The government is wrong on the facts and they're wrong on the law.
So what is Kelly alleged to have done? The 41-page indictment focuses mostly on the years 2003 to 2008. That's when Kelly was in the reconveyance tracking business. Basically, he was hired by title companies to make sure banks released their liens on properties that were sold. The feds say Kelly pocketed millions of dollars in these fees when they should have been returned to title company customers. The indictment also alleges Kelly sought to conceal the money and avoided paying more than $1 million in taxes. Kelly maintains his business practices were above board and that he disclosed those funds to the IRS.
And I've been paying taxes on those funds long before the government's interest in this case.
Just last month, Kelly sent the IRS a check for nearly $450,000. He wrote that check 10 days after federal agents served a search warrant on his Tacoma home. Asked to explain his client's actions, Kelly attorney Robert McCallum offered this.
It was really a good faith payment.
Kelly indicated on the check it was a prepayment for taxes owed over the next 4 years. The indictment also sheds light on a long-held secret. How much did Troy Kelly pay in 2011 to settle a lawsuit filed by his former client, Old Republic Title? The indictment reveals that payment was more than $1 million. There is no suggestion in the indictment that Kelly engaged in public corruption. However, he is accused of lying in a sworn deposition in 2010 when he was a state lawmaker, and again to IRS agents in 2013 when he was state auditor. Whatever Kelly's fate in the federal court system, his political party is ready for him to resign. Governor Jay Inslee was the first to call for Kelly to give up his office.
The auditor's office, we know, is an extremely important office in maintaining the integrity of state government. And an appointee can fulfill the role of this. I think that needs to happen immediately, and I hope that Mr. Kelly will take that position.
Kelly says he will step aside, but not down.
I will be taking a leave of absence at the end of the month for my duties as state auditor. I take this action to allow my office to do the important work without distraction and to allow me to participate fully in my defense.
Kelly finished by saying he fully intends to return as state auditor once the charges against him are put to rest. With that, he left out the back door of the conference room and let his attorneys field the questions. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.